101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Friday Newsmaker brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 20th of May at 7:32. We're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Stephanie Achille, who is the Humane Society of the Flint Hills director. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday to you, and thanks for taking some time to join us. So how are things at the Humane Society and the animal shelter?
Oh, we're moving and a-shaking, let me tell you.
Moving and shaking, huh?
We've had quite a few adoptions, but we've also had quite a few intakes, too. So it's that revolving door, you know?
So dogs, cats, are you full out there?
We're dogs, yes. Kitties, we are working on our surrender list, and then we are working with people that are finding the strays as well. We're a little bit more room with the cats.
So you mentioned you're full with dogs. Where are these dogs coming from, Stephanie?
Well, anywhere in town, and then we do work with the county as well. So it's anything from our quarantine holds, our court holds, some ill animals and special needs, and then, of course, there's our stray hold and, of course, the fun ones, the adoptable ones.
All right, so obviously that is keeping you and your staff busy then, huh?
Yes.
So you mentioned, though, it appears in following you on social media that adoptions have been going pretty well.
They have, particularly with our smaller dogs. I'll tell you, we have a wait list for those, but our bigger dogs and some of our long stays are hanging out with us a bit too long. We're supposed to be temporary care, and Ron, we've got a few that have been with us for quite a while.
Okay, so are you saying time is running out?
Not so much.
Okay.
We are a no-kill shelter. We've got some great transfer relationships. But spring and summer are high tide for adoption events, which I know we're going to get into here soon. We do more of our special needs and additional training, more so for time, into the fall and winter. Granted, we do a little bit of that all the time, but the special projects, rescues are full right now. Kittens, puppies, I mean, it's crazy. You've heard it all over the media. Everybody's full. So our long-timers, of course, we've grown close to them, but they've got some quirks that need a special type of home.
Okay. So is as far as your intakes go, is it seasonal when you get more than other times of the year?
Yes and no. You know, the warm weather does particularly make unaltered males roam more, but all the dogs and even the people, you know, when it's nice out, often you like to go outside. And for people that do that with dogs, particularly that don't have a fence, you know, your neighbor or somebody who's new to the neighbor may not know that little Ralph goes right back to your door or just goes down to the end of the block, and they pick him up and bring him to the shelter. So we just need to be a little bit more vigilant about that. And then there's the opposite. When there's a storm coming, anything like that, or 4th of July, let me tell you.
Yeah, I suppose.
4th of July is the biggest stray intake day. Now we're going to have to prepare for that. But storms, they do. They rattle up the dogs and cats, and often we get more and more calls about, oh, I lost little Garfield or Odie.
Okay, and Ralph, yeah, okay, they're all out
there.
Yes,
all of them.
And talking with Stephanie Achille, Humane Society of the Flint Hills director. Well, let's talk about a big pet adoption day. What's going on this weekend?
Yes, it's a huge nationwide adoption weekend. We particularly here in Emporia are happy to join up with PetSense and some of our other local animal organization friends. And tomorrow we'll be at PetSense from 11 to 4. Like I said, several of the animal groups. And we're going to have animals there and different resources and lots of fun people. And then I also heard it's the food truck time, too. So it'll be a good day tomorrow.
You heard right. The food trucks will be out there. We'll be out there, too, broadcasting live now. So there will be pets out there for people to see. What about the adoption process tomorrow? Does it change any for this specific event?
Right. So tomorrow, you know, it is possible, Ron, really any day. If you happen to own your home and also have a good vet record and everything like that, it is possible that within that same day, adoption can happen. We say the process can take up to 48 hours. It just depends if we're able to line up all the reference checks and things like that. But tomorrow we are going to offer a little bit of a coupon if you come to the event, and you'll be able to pick that up. We'll have our kitty tent with a few cats, and then we'll also be routing different animals through the day, the shuttle from the shelter. So the shelter actually is going to be closed for walk-ins tomorrow so that we can really have an exciting event with staff and many animals. So I really hope everybody comes out.
All right, so what time is that specifically tomorrow?
11 to 4.
11 until 4 at PetSense out at the Flint Hills Mall. All right, so going to be a big day tomorrow. What about any upcoming activities and events you have coming up, Stephanie?
Well, with this nice weather, we're going to have a few doggy day out. We'll probably see us maybe over at Radius's Porch or Mall Ready's or the winery or even walking down Main Street. So with a pet, we'll have a Adopt Me bandana or some sort of marker on them so you'll know that they are for adoption. But as far as specific events, we've got a great concert opportunity and partnership at the theater here in town on June 25th for a country concert. And then we're going to also be at Waters later in the summer for an adoption event as well.
All right, well, keep us posted, and keep up the great work, Stephanie, and we hope people show up tomorrow at the Flint Hills Mall beginning at 11 and get a pet adopted.
Yes, thanks, guys. Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day, Stephanie. We appreciate your time.
You too.
Yeah,
yes, Stephanie, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, Stephanie Achille, who is the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. Flint Hills Mall tomorrow at PetSense. Also, speaking of the mall tomorrow, we mentioned the food trucks, but also there's going to be a fundraising event happening in the mall to benefit the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And this is being put on by Emporia Place. But there'll be all kinds of candles and crafts and jewelry and soaps with proceeds going to the Walk to End Alzheimer's in the mall tomorrow from 9 until 3. It's going to be a busy place tomorrow, Scott.
Yeah, they've got a bunch going on. He shouldn't have any trouble finding something to do out at Flint Hills Mall tomorrow.
No, and coming up on Monday, John Kelsch and Missy Floyd will be in to promote Keep It a Safe Summer, Scott, coming up on Wednesday, May 25th.
That's right. I'll be out at Keep It a Safe Summer on Wednesday doing some announcing.
So when does that start out there? Is that 5:30? Is that what I heard?
I have not been told.
I think I heard John mention 5:30. John and Travis mentioned 5:30 when they were in here last week. So,
well, then that's when I'll be out there. I need to get details on that.
All right, our newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. It is 7:39. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Geon Showcase. Find you.